Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today's episode spotlights a fascinating development from System 76, a brand new iteration of their acclaimed launch keyboard, engineered for creators, gamers, and anyone serious about their typing experience. For those who may not know, System 76 has been a pillar in the open-source hardware and software movement since 2021, championing the idea that users should have both control and choice. Their latest launch keyboard catches the eye immediately with its new Prism Black finish, lending it an undeniably striking look on any desk. But it's not just about appearance. System 76 has invested heavily in both durability and usability, highlighted by double-shot PBT shine-through keycaps. These keycaps not only feel premium but also deliver exceptional durability and superb visibility, even in low lighting conditions. One of the technological standouts in this revision is the integration of KLMX hot swap sockets, which take the personalization game to a whole new level. Whether you're a fan of a distinct tactile feel or prefer your keys ultra smooth, you can now swap out switches to suit your preferences with ease. System 76 offers tactile options like the Kale Box Jade and Royal switches, which are well respected for their unique feedback and satisfying actuation. This makes the launch keyboard adaptable to a variety of workflows, from intensive coding marathons to fast-paced gaming sessions. Moving on to connectivity, a critical aspect for modern peripherals, System 76 has made some significant strides here as well. The launch keyboard now comes equipped with an integrated USB hub, featuring two USB 3.2 Gen 2 Type-C ports and two Type-A ports for maximum flexibility. These ports expand your options for connecting external drives, mice, audio interfaces, or other devices right at your fingertips. This enhancement not only reduces cable clutter, but also consolidates your setup, making it ideal for everything from software development to high-end gaming stations. Another area where System 76 doesn't compromise is build quality, and this keyboard exemplifies that philosophy. Each launch keyboard is manufactured in Denver and features a robust milled aluminium chassis that feels both premium and substantial. The aluminium design not only adds to the overall sturdiness but ensures that heavy typists or competitive gamers enjoy reliable performance session after session. If you spend countless hours at your keyboard, those details matter. A rock-solid chassis can make all the difference when it comes to durability and comfort. Speaking of comfort, the inclusion of adjustable magnetic feet provides easy, intuitive ergonomic adjustments to fit your unique typing angle preferences. It's a thoughtful feature that's especially valuable for those who juggle long coding sessions or frequent gaming marathons. As far as purchasing options, System 76 gives you flexibility. Pick up the launch keyboard on its own, or bundle it with their innovative Filio desktop for a full premium setup. This approach speaks to both the diehard System 76 fans and newcomers searching for top-end open-source hardware experiences. While the hardware receives much of the spotlight, it's crucial not to overlook recent and upcoming software-side developments that impact how users interact with their devices. Security, for one, remains a central concern in today's open-source ecosystem and is directly tied to the usability and longevity of hardware like the launch keyboard. System 76 encourages all users to ensure their software is up to date to minimize vulnerabilities and keep performance optimal. This is especially important when we consider the risks posed by running end-of-life software. When support and security updates end, devices or apps may become unprotected, turning them into easy targets for exploits. Anyone developing in open-source environments should pay close attention to their stack security lifecycle to stay ahead of vulnerabilities. For example, if you're working with Node.js, it's a smart move to follow the Node.js security policy and subscribe to the Node.js Sec mailing list for timely updates and advisories. This ensures you're promptly informed whenever new patches or critical vulnerabilities are announced. Beyond System 76, there are notable shifts and investments happening in the wider open source landscape that have ripple effects across the tech community. One example is the ongoing collective effort to modernize codebases and tackle technical debt, which ultimately improves performance and maintainability. These endeavors are often collaborative, drawing from the strengths of large industry players as well as passionate independent contributors. Meta, for instance, is making substantial investments in Jamalloc, a high-performance memory allocator widely used in demanding applications. This focus on memory management is essential in unlocking performance and efficiency for everything from cloud platforms to high-throughput server workloads. On the Linux side, Canonical has recently brought NVIDIA's DOCaOFED into the Ubuntu archives, an important move for those working in high-performance computing. The inclusion of advanced tools like DOCaOFED empowers institutions, researchers, and enthusiasts to extract every bit of performance possible from modern NVIDIA hardware. It also demonstrates Canonical's commitment to upping the bar for open-source high-performance computing accessibility. Switching gears for a moment, there have been some intriguing results coming out of the Fedora 44 beta benchmarks that warrant closer examination. Fedora's latest beta, a pivotal Linux distribution in the open-source ecosystem, has introduced a number of significant changes, especially under the bonnet. While some specific workloads are seeing slightly lower performance compared to Fedora Workstation 43, the broad consensus is that overall performance remains solid. Importantly, Fedora 44 beta marks a migration from GCC 15 to GCC 16, the latest version of the GNU compiler collection. This switch is a strategic one, ensuring developers and end users alike get access to the most recent features and performance optimizations as Fedora forges ahead. It's an emblem of Fedora's leadership in integrating cutting-edge technologies promptly, serving as both a testbed and standard-bearer for the wider Linux development community. As updates mature and release candidates approach, we can anticipate even greater stability and feature richness in the final Fedora 44 release. To tie it all together, the System 76 launch keyboard represents more than just a shiny new piece of hardware. It stands as a testament to the power of open-source collaboration and ingenuity. Every design choice, from the hot swap switch support to the sturdy aluminium frame, reflects a careful consideration of both usability and user empowerment. The keyboard's high degree of customization, whether in switch selection, connectivity, or ergonomic setup, caters to a sweeping variety of audiences. For the coder seeking the perfect tactile key, the gamer needing lightning-quick response times, or the tech enthusiast demanding a distinctive setup, the launch keyboard delivers. Its compatibility with System 76's Thelio desktop underscores the company's holistic approach to both software and hardware ecosystems. Just as importantly, the continuous software innovation, including robust attention to security policies and hardware compatibility, solidifies System 76's commitment to its community. By maintaining open channels of communication for security updates and engaging actively with the larger open-source projects, System 76 provides a model for responsible, forward-thinking tech development. The larger narrative, of course, is a testament to how open-source initiatives flourish through collective effort and a willingness to iterate and improve. When the likes of Meta invest in performance-critical libraries, or when Canonical boosts driver support in major Linux distributions, it benefits everyone, from enterprise to home user. This forward momentum also highlights the importance of staying engaged with these communities, whether by contributing code, helping others troubleshoot, or simply staying informed. As this generation of high-performance, customizable peripherals becomes more common, it's never been easier for users to tailor their devices to their specific needs and workflows. The launch keyboard in its latest form marks a meaningful leap towards the ideal. Hardware that is open, reliable, endlessly adaptable, and enjoyable to use. If you've invested in open-source hardware or are considering making the leap, the launch keyboard should absolutely be on your radar. It combines forward-thinking engineering with the values that have defined the open-source movement for decades: community, customization, and constant improvement. As new iterations roll out and the broader world of Linux open-source drivers and tools evolve, there has never been a better time to get involved and have your voice heard. Remember, whether you're choosing your core hardware or keeping up to date on the latest security advisories, your decisions are a vital part of the open-source experience. For all users, be it developers, gamers, or everyday power users, being informed is half the battle and empowers you to make the very most of the tools at your disposal. In closing, System 76's launch keyboard embodies where we're heading as a community, blending uncompromising hardware, open-source ideals, and user-driven evolution in a single standout package. That's all for today's in-depth look at open-source advances, innovations, and what it means for your daily digital life. If you enjoyed this episode, stay tuned for more insights into open-source hardware, security, and software breakthroughs. Thanks for listening.